Records of the Unknown, Operation Latency, contains horror elements that may be disturbing to some listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
You are listening to an Atomic Broadcasting production, so sit back, relax, and enjoy the feature presentation. And remember, do your part, such as like, comment, rate, and don't forget to tell a friend to tune in for an Atomic Time.
November 19th, 1952, 3:47 p.m. Dr. Steele, you are standing outside. The rain is still torrenting down upon you. The storm is lighting up this vast darkness that you've become adjusted to due to this unnaturalness of the sun leaving so early. But everything else is silent. You and Dr. Johann stand there, staring at the cellar door. We're within it. Corporal Adams, you now stand face to face with this long, 8-foot-tall-like creature made of that same oily, slick, gray sludge that those blobs that came out of Agent Bellamy looked just like it, but on a smaller scale. And now you see this thing. But now you see this approximation of a person made of this substance staring at you, attempting to create some sort of mouth, but failing to do so as it reaches out towards you.
I back away quickly. Does it make any sudden move towards me when I do this?
It sort of follows along, kind of just swaying, keeping a hand on the ceiling.
The woman who's in the cellar, you said that she is bound?
Yes, she's tied up and has tape over her mouth. She lays down next to the body of Alan.
Is she conscious?
Yes, barely. It looks like she's not quite there.
Okay, I'm going to rush over to her, pull out my combat knife, and try to cut her restraints.
You begin to cut the restraints, and you start hearing this thud, 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 thud upstairs. When you turn to look back, the creature is not there anymore.
It's not on the ceiling. I'll check the ceiling just to make sure.
It is nowhere in sight.
Okay. I will finish freeing this woman. I'll take the tape off of her mouth. Hey.
She just begins screaming very loudly.
It's okay. It's okay. I'm here to help you.
Dr. Till, hearing screaming from outside the cellar door, I'll try to just open it and enter.
It's unlocked.
When I hear the cellar door open, I'm going to whirl around with my knife in hand and see that it's Dr. Steele and go, "There's something here. I think it went upstairs. More of what came out of Agent Bellamy. A lot more."
Okay.
You and Dr. Johann, keep your guard up.
Very well. Agent Adams.
I will continue to try to calm the woman down, reassure her that I'm here to help. I'm not going to hurt her. What's your name? What's your name?
I am Tommy's mom. Timmy's mom.
Timmy's mom.
I'm Timmy's mom. The screen. Are you one of the doctors? He said not to go with the doctors.
I'm not a doctor, ma'am.
I don't.
Who said that?
It talked to me. And then then we walked, and now. Who are you?
My name is Agent Adams. I'm with the CIA, and I'm here to help you. You can call me Alex if you like.
I was safe. Get away. Go away. No, not safe. No, you're safe. Don't touch me.
All right, I won't.
And then she kind of reaches out for you.
She said not to touch her, so I will not. I will kind of withdraw a little bit. I need to go help my friends. Will you be okay here?
Yes.
Okay, you stay here. I'll be back.
Yes.
Yes. I don't want to go there.
Well, you don't have to go anywhere. You can stay right here. I will follow Dr. Steele. Did you go back out the cellar or did you go upstairs?
Imagine I was still in the cellar with you. There's a big mass of fungus down here, isn't there?
Yeah, in the middle of the room, kind of like a column.
Yeah.
You said the floor was pretty much covered in it too.
Yeah, most of the walls and the floor are covered in this mycelium.
Bit concerned about this growth.
Yeah, me too.
It's a bit unusual.
She's in a bad way. I imagine she probably saw whatever happened to him, and I'll point to poor, is it Alan Haley?
Yes.
Yeah, who is dead on the floor next to her.
She sort of starts reaching her hand into his open chest cavity.
Oh.
Bit concerned she might be infected with the next one.
I'm very concerned about that. She said somebody brought her here and that she shouldn't talk to any doctors.
It's talking about Peter? I'm not aware.
Maybe.
Or if the doctor's referring to M12, the Majestic 12.
I don't know. She wasn't making a lot of sense.
I need a doctor. This man's hurt, but doctors aren't safe.
I think she's lost it.
We're not alone here, are we?
Apple. Oh. She starts making an apple with the blood in the wall.
Oh. No, that, like I said, whatever came out of Agent Bellamy, there is a lot of it, and it was in this room with me. It wasn't pursuing me very quickly, so I thought I would free her and try to get us both out, but when I turned around, it was gone. And then I heard something upstairs. Where's Johan?
I'm still up here.
Johan, can you come down here and help us?
You just start hearing a Geiger counter going off really strongly. Perhaps I will stay up here.
You might not want to stay down here either. I think I'm either safe or it's not going to matter much for me. So...
Yes, this place isn't right either. You saw that someone had a coffee pot brewed earlier, but she was bound. Do we know?
I'm assuming it's whoever brought her here. And I asked, and she did not give me any information. She was not really responding to my questions.
Let's continue to search the house then. Just find who is here. Johan.
Yes?
We'll be searching the rest of the house. You can join us or continue to keep a perimeter.
I think I will stay out here for now.
That's a good choice. If you see anything unusual, make a lot of noise.
Yeah, I will do so. He used to get me drinks.
I will reach into my pocket and pull out whatever is left, and it's probably in horrible condition, of a chocolate bar that I even gave, I believe, to her son at one point. I gave him a piece of it. I will offer it to her. Here, are you hungry? It's not much.
But oh. She kind of takes it and it's like, Timmy used to like chocolate.
Yeah. Anyway, we gotta go upstairs. We'll be back in a minute.
They said the doctors were gonna come take me away.
Nobody's gonna take you away. I'm a friend. Don't worry.
She's kind of like, holds the candy back out to you.
Alright, I'll take it back.
And then she grabs your arm, tries to bite you.
I will try to get away from that as
well. Why don't you roll a dodge check?
Okay. That's 45 under 50.
Ah, you successfully pull your arm away from her. She starts crying.
I don't like it, but should we retie her? I don't like the idea.
I don't like it either. I'm kind of...
Help. Help, 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 help. That's what he kept saying to me. Help, 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 help. I can't help anybody.
In her condition, she's more of a liability than anything.
Alan. She puts her hand on Alan's head. Why did you want help?
I'm not sure who else is in this house. We can find... I'm not sure what's in her system either. Maybe try to knock her out with sleeping pills, but...
She's very wary of doctors, so we wouldn't need... And I'm honestly afraid of getting too close to her again after what just happened.
I think whatever came out... I'm afraid whatever came out of Alan is now in her.
I'm afraid of whatever came out of Alan is what I saw and is probably prowling around upstairs. It looked like the stuff that came out of Agent Bellamy, but it looked like it was trying to be a person. That makes any sense. I don't like leaving. We need to get eyes on it soon.
And then you guys just hear a deafening crash as thunder rolls out as if a lightning bolt struck right next to you. And all the power goes out.
I will click my flashlight back on.
And the woman starts frantically screaming.
Hey, everything's okay.
Do we think we can kick the generator back on? I start to head outside.
Stay here. I will go outside, close the cellar door, and maybe try to find like a sticker or something to... keep it from opening.
Okay, yeah.
Like a bar of some kind.
This place will be hard to search in the dark. Is the generator completely broken now?
Or it looks fried.
Yeah.
Johan is just covering his ears.
This was a very loud noise.
Did you see where it struck?
What?
Did you see where it struck?
No, I did not see where it struck.
Okay. I'm not familiar with how to use these. I know there's some other generators in the barn, but...
I think, honestly, Agent Bellamy would have been the one to have knowledge of how to fix something like this. It's not my area of expertise.
How long are we planning to stay? All night or just a rest?
Honestly, staying here at all seems like a dangerous idea at this point.
Then should we just move on?
There's a woman downstairs. She's sick, but honestly, I'm not sure what we can do to help her.
Perhaps.
And she's not the only one in here.
Perhaps we can just convince her to follow us. Is she okay?
No, she's not okay.
No.
Mentally. Maybe physically, too. She tried to bite me.
Ugh. Do we need the sheriff for this?
I don't know if the sheriff will be any help here. Last I knew, he headed off to the mine.
Ah. I see.
He seemed like a man on a mission, so I'm not sure he would come out here for this.
Ah. Is there something in there with you? Is that what I heard?
Yeah, there was some kind of... The thing that killed... Our fellow agent. It was something like that. I can't really explain it.
Perhaps it would be much better for us to just move on. The town is just a few miles away.
Do we think we can get her back to town? Maybe to Peter? A few miles?
I don't feel good about leaving her here. She obviously needs some help. Maybe I can cuff her. But she seems scared and out of her mind, honestly.
She is still just screaming.
I don't like just leaving her here.
Oh, me neither. So do we want to try and bind her again and at least her hands? Drag her back to town? It'll slow us down.
Yes. Yeah.
The screaming becomes more erratic. Like there's a lot more movement involved in her screaming now.
I don't want to lose hope on this, but maybe she's too mentally far gone. I don't want to leave her here. I'm not sure. Like you said, she might be more of a liability than anything.
I've never dealt with somebody who's in a condition like hers. Honestly, you're the doctor.
I'm not a psychiatrist.
Fair enough. But we're wasting time standing here, and honestly, that thing is still in there. Could be doing something to her right now. Based on her screaming, we need to make a decision.
I didn't hear any gunshots go off. How did this thing act around you? It didn't seem to attack you.
It looked like it was trying to speak to me, but it couldn't. And then it looked like it was trying to touch me, and I backed away, and it pursued, but very slowly.
At this point, her screaming is moving, almost getting more distant.
She's on the move.
She might come up through the basement. Let's go together. Let's go to the kitchen.
Yep.
If this thing comes up, maybe we can get it to try to communicate.
Okay, let's go. We're going to go in to the house against my better judgment and then try to go down to maybe head her off if she's coming up the stairs. I would like to point out that I'm checking corners and the ceiling.
I'll have my flashlight and pistol at the ready.
So you're stepping into the kitchen, power's all out. Flashlights and lightning is what lights your way. You're checking your corners, checking the ceiling.
Yes.
The screaming doesn't sound like it's downstairs. It sounds like it's just come in through the basement door. And as it comes into sight, you see her laying down, being dragged. And you see the tall thing just pulling her along with it as it, like, stops. And those empty sort of indents in its head where eyes would normally be just kind of, like, stares at you. And it, like, shifts along its, like, amorphous head.
I will shoulder my rifle and take aim and then look at Dr. Steele and say, "You want to try to communicate with that thing?"
Its head's not really quote-unquote moving, but the eye holes are, like, shifting between the two of you. As it then kind of, like, starts leaning over to look at the picture frames and then looks back at you guys.
Holding my handgun up. "Stop! Put your hands in the air." Should I roll for my sanity the first time I've seen this thing?
Yes. You're starting to get a better view of it sitting there. Its foot that's next to her kind of turns into a hand and grabs her as it goes down to, like, almost an all four position. Very, like, almost flattened against the ground, but still humanoid.
93 over 59.
That's 6 sanity loss, Doctor.
Ow.
Is that something you'd like to project?
Yes, let's project that.
Which bond are you projecting this on?
Let's project it onto my relationship with Dottie, my wife.
Oh, okay. Why don't you roll a d4?
2.
So you take 4 sanity, your bond is hurt by 2, and your willpower points are reduced by 2. The woman begins screaming, "Help! Help! You have to help!" And it's kind of crawl walking, sliding.
Just slowly moving towards us.
Kind of out towards the window in the living room.
Yeah, he's going to try to get out of here. I'm going to take a shot.
Roll to shoot.
.68 under .80.
Do you want to roll damage?
Yes. 11.
So you open fire into this thing, and your bullets are hitting it, and it's like the bullets are just sliding through him and just coming out the other side, but just a tink, 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 tink on the floor.
Worked on the smaller one.
And it begins slide, crawl, skittering to the window.
Okay.
And you just hear the shattering of glass.
Is it out the window, or do I maybe have a chance to do one more thing before it leaves the house?
I'll allow you to do one more thing as it's climbing up the couch.
All right. I am going to drop my gun, sprint towards it as fast as I can, and take my hand that has the sigil that saved me and try to punch it.
Make a punch roll.
49 under 70?
That does hit it. It seems like as you're punching where it is, its body sort of shifts around your hand. So then you don't really make contact with anything. And the woman looks up to you and says, "Why aren't you helping?"
"I'm trying."
"No, you're not helping." And then it, like, drags her through the window with it. The storm and the rain adds, like, a level of mist. It's hard to see as it just disappears, and she's laughing as she's being dragged away.
She wanted us to help, and now she's being dragged away by this horrible creature. Would maybe shooting her be a better way to help than letting her get dragged away by this thing?
So that's one thing I'm wondering. Because it clearly wants something to do with her.
You know what? I think that I'm probably going to be at some kind of penalty for this. But especially with Corporal Adams' background, he is going to... I dropped my rifle, but I still have my pistol. I'm going to draw my pistol, and I'm going to aim for her.
Okay, so... At this point, you can hardly see more than a silhouette.
The sound of her laughter.
You have the sound of her laughter, and you're going to aim. Take a minus 40.
That is a 33 under 40 with the minus 40 penalty.
Ooh. As your shot rings out at the same time as lightning strikes, after the thunder rolls over, you hear nothing.
I'm just going to kind of look at Dr. Steele grimly. Holster my gun and go back and pick up my rifle that I dropped.
We should get away from the window.
We should get Johan.
I would like to go look, investigate the kitchen quickly if I can, seeing if there's any like weird papers out, things like that, weird notes, crawlings.
You're looking around. Yeah, there's a lighter around in one of the drawers. You also see there's a shoebox that's kind of opened. It's full of, like, some pictures, what looks like some sentimental things that were kept in here that seem to relate to the woman that you see in the picture frames.
Being the Haverfield farmer, I assume, or Sasha, although I wouldn't have met her.
Right, yeah, you would see in there her name pop up a couple of times while you're looking around. That, yeah, there's a lot of sentimental things relating to Sasha. And there's also, like, you know, baby-sized socks that are in there. While you're looking through here and finding these things, Corporal, as you're heading back to get Johan, you take a look, because it catches your eye. The basement door is still wide open, and there seem to be lights coming from below that seem to change colors.
Does it remind me of the lights that I saw back at... the lab that we were just at?
Yes.
And when I saw those before, it was the remnants of the oily creature interacting with the fungus, correct? Or was it just radiation interacting with the fungus?
You weren't too certain. The creature seemed to be moving again after it was dead, reacting to it. But you also saw one of the doctors walking past it, and it reacting to the doctors as well, the fungus.
I'll go down and check it out.
As you're heading into the doorway and you're starting to head down these really narrow stairs, the railing on the side, when your arm gets near it, your hairs begin to just stand up and like they're being drawn to the railing, like a static charge would do. And you're looking down the flashing colors. There also seems to be, it's erratic, shooting off back and forth. You're not able to get a full look from here. As you're heading down, you then start smelling a burning sensation. Like when you overcook mushrooms on a grill. And as you head down and look, there looks to be electricity conducting and bouncing around the mushrooms, and it looks like, as you're watching it, that the mushrooms are dissipating when the electricity is hitting it. And you can notice now that some of it's clearing up. There are metal rods placed all throughout this room, looking very intentionally placed to help conduct this electricity. But the column in the middle is still shooting out the multicolors. And I need you to roll a dodge check.
79 over 50.
Alright, as you're standing there watching, some of the lightning or electricity shoots out and starts running up your left arm as you take 3 points of damage.
Gah!
And then it kind of leaves your arm and continues into the metal.
I'm gonna run back upstairs at this point. I don't feel like it's safe for me to be down here.
You're up. So you run upstairs and you're feeling that sting in your arm, like it bounced off of maybe some shrapnel or something in your arm, and it just burns.
If I look at it, does it just look like I got burned? Or
just a little, yeah. It wasn't too intense that it would be maybe permanent burns, but there are marks all across your arm.
Doc?
Yes, Agent Adams.
Something's going on downstairs.
There's always something going on. Ugh. Coming from the kitchen and looking, I want to make sure to check, looking like towards the window that was broken open, if the thing is coming back at all. It was always moving slowly. I'm not sure if that's its only speed. I meet you in the hallway, I guess.
Don't go down there. I'll show him the burn on my arm. It colors lightning, electricity. The fungus is getting burned up by something. But it's doing that color thing that we saw it do in the lab.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's strange. I didn't think it could burn. It's been in the greenhouse fire and everything, and it never burned away.
I got zapped by some electricity. I need to go get Johan.
As you're both talking, the light is getting more intense coming from the basement. Can I have both of you roll power checks?
5 under 50.
11 under 75.
As you were.
I'm going to go get Johan because I'm honestly worried about leaving him outside with the creature that we... Yeah, yes. Anyway. I want to go... I want to make sure he's safe.
As you start heading back, Johan is kind of in the doorway into the house.
Oh, God. Okay.
Shaking a bit.
Hey, you okay?
I will be fine. I will be fine, yes. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay, or I will be. Come in and get warm. I honestly don't know how long we should stay here. So enjoy it while we can before we head on.
Yes, with that window broken, it's not going to be the safest. Well,
maybe we can start a fire.
We still have a fireplace somewhere?
I'm sure there is. There's got to be, right?
I'm sure, yes.
I'm trying to think what kind of stove a house like this have. They have just a wood stove, or they actually have like a gas stove.
But you do know that when you guys entered, you heard what sounded like a gas furnace turning on.
Right, but now the power's off.
So there's gas in this house.
I will proceed to try to get a fire started in the wood stove. If you guys are coming in, we're going to try to hunker down here for just a little bit.
Just enough to take the edge off. I don't know what else we can do, and we need to get back to town.
Do we know what the thing's going to do? Is it coming back?
Oh, no. We've got to keep watch.
Can we block or board up the window it broke out of?
Is there any supplies that would let us do that?
You could move some furniture to try to block part of it, but it wouldn't block the whole window.
Okay, we'll do that. Just... because it's something better than nothing. Just want to take the edge off the cold before we head back out. I don't know what to do about what I saw downstairs at all.
It reacts to their pods, too. Johan, did you see anything outside?
Outside? Like, just a bit ago?
Yes.
What do you mean by something?
A mirror-like object. A light.
No, I saw nothing. No, nothing like that.
Okay.
There was nothing outside that I could see.
We're still not certain what started the fires for the other buildings as well. Do you think something like what you've seen is the beginning of one? Or do you think they're cleaning up their failed experiments?
Honestly, that seems like a reasonable explanation. We also don't know who else was here. But we know... somebody else was here, and I'll kind of look at where the broken coffee pot is, or was, if we left it there.
Right.
Honestly, you guys should get a fire going, and I'll check the rest of the house just to be safe. Then we'll get warm a little bit, and then I think we should head back to town.
Very well. Keep your eyes out for that thing.
I will. That being said, I'm going to go check the rest of the house. Make sure we didn't miss anything, but it's been so long. If anybody else was here, they're probably long gone. I guess I'll also do kind of what Dr. Steele did and keep my eyes out for any items or anything else of interest that might give us clues as to what was going on here.
So as you're walking, looking, you're not really seeing too much. When you go into the bedroom, it looks like there has been things moved, rummaged through. You see by the closet there is torn, bloody dress. And then there's a hanger on the bed. It looks like in the bathroom the toothbrush has been used. Razor is out of its normal home. And there are claw marks in the mirror.
So it's obvious that somebody was living here. But also something is definitely wrong based on the bloody dress and the claw marks.
Yeah.
And walking back into the room on the mirror, there's a locket hanging from it. It's open. And it's got a picture of Sasha Haverfield.
I'm going to take the locket. And assuming there's nothing else to find here, I'm going to go back downstairs.
As you're heading out, you can see the bed. The blankets are perfectly clean and made on one end. A little rustled on the other end. As if someone tried to make it all nice, but didn't quite get the finesse of it. On the side that is perfectly clean, there is like a makeup kit, some mirrors and such. And on the side that's a little rustled, there's just like nothing on the end table.
What I would like to do now is, you said that the creature looked at a picture on the wall?
Yes.
I would like to go look at that picture.
The picture is of the Haverfields together.
Okay.
Just kind of posing for a picture. They look excited, and like maybe the camera's new to them.
Gotcha. And one of them is definitely the woman in the locket, correct?
Yes.
And her husband,
Tommy. Tommy was her husband.
Tommy was her husband.
That's who the funeral was for.
I will go to Dr. Steele and Johan. I will explain to Dr. Steele everything that I saw in the bedroom. The hanger, the bloody dress, the clawed mirror, everything. I think I know how Tommy Haverfield died.
Peter reported, and we saw a body who was electrocuted. I'm assuming it was some generator accident.
I hold up the burn on my arm.
Find like a look of recognition. Like, how long has that been growing?
Yeah, if you're looking back at the basement door, it's pretty much just dark now.
What was causing it the first time? I will, looking back to Corporal Adams, keep your eye out. I'm still concerned if that thing's going to come back or not. I will go down in the basement through the inner stairwell and flashlight in hand. Try to take a moment to actually investigate this room and
see. As you're going down the stairs, you notice the floor looks stone. As you continue down, the whole basement is clear of any of this fungus, including the column. And throughout the room, in a circle, there are metal rods that were pushed down into the stone. All that is left down here is just you and the body of Alan Haley.
Okay, it's just stone. There's nothing from what, like, the column was there. It's just the column is gone.
Right.
I was curious if there was ever anything inside the column. That's what I was worried about. Like, something was in it. Alan Haley's body, and then met the metal rods.
If you get closer to Alan Haley's body, you can actually see it looks like on the stone above it, there's maybe a word. And getting closer, you can see what looks like in blood, it says, help. But above that, you see, kind of sticking out of the woodwork over the ceiling is some wires. And they look like they are connected to one of the metal rods. And it looks like they go up and out through the corner of the ceiling.
when I come back upstairs. I'm not sure we have to get a better look from outside, but I'm wondering if he set up a lightning rod. There was that crash house close by that knocked out the power, but the mushroom, the glow didn't start until after that.
It's worth a look.
There's no more fungus down there.
It had started to burn away when I went down there.
They did a pretty good job of cleaning up. I don't think we have any means of... I'm not sure how we'd replicate that unless you're in your town or somewhere else that has a generator. And even then, I'm not sure.
And to what end?
Right. I don't want to go outside and investigate. I do want to try to get warm in here. We take our time watching, hoping the thing doesn't come back in and warm ourselves up before we head out.
I agree. I think we need to warm up at least a little bit before we head back out. Don't want frostbite.
So you guys spend an hour or two warming up by the slog fire, and then you're on your way back to town?
You want to probably check if there was a lightning rod or something.
Just to see if I confirm if that was set up outside.
If you're looking around, you can pretty easily see something akin to that that is wired to the generator. And then the wires you saw sticking through are from the generator into those metal rods. Johan walks up. If it's all the same to you, could we start moving?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't think there's anything else for us here.
Let's get back to town. Assuming if you don't, Johan doesn't, I don't put the fire out.
No, I wouldn't have thought of it.
As you guys are walking down the path, the road that you've taken before to get here back and forth, as you're passing by the point where the corporal saw the dead moose a while back, not too far off the trail, you do see something, a figure laying against a tree. It's not moving.
Do we both see this?
If you mention it to the doctor, he can see it, yes.
I will. I'll tap him on the shoulder and point it out to him, this slumped figure.
Do you think this is how far they made it?
I honestly don't know.
I want to look up in the tree.
You look up at the tree, expecting perhaps to see something, but there's nothing up there.
Let's check it out.
It's not too far off the path. And you can see the body of the woman that you've shot. Her shoulder is very bloody. And she is laid on the floor, kind of propped up by the tree, with her arms kind of just placed, looking very peaceful. And she's got a flower in her hand.
She's dead, I assume.
Whatever that thing is certainly sentimental.
You all look down at this body. Not much you can really do for her at this moment. And you all continue walking back to town.
Yeah.
As you walk away, and she's just there, peaceful and restful. And we fade to black.
Thank you for listening to the Records of the Unknown Operation Latency. Records of the Unknown is an Atomic Broadcasting production. Delta Green is copyright of Arc Dreams Publishing. Operation Latency is not published or endorsed by Arc Dreams Publishing and is an original module created and run by Samuel Sarver. Our players are Nolan as Dr. Sylvester Steele and Harold as Corporal Alexander Adams. Music in the show is from Monument Studios as well as various artists. If you enjoy the show, be sure to subscribe or follow the Atomic Broadcasting Network on your favorite listening platform. If you want to stay in touch, you can follow us on our socials listed in the description. Join the community in our Discord server to be notified of future uploads and join in on the conversation of what's to come. Don't forget to like, comment, and tell a friend. And as always, have an atomic time.
He's just a tall guy.
He's just a tall guy. He's just
a tall, gooey man coming down from the ceiling.
He was enjoying his morning coffee in the dark.
He's just a gray dude.
Gray boy.
Gray boy.
Gray boy.
He's just a gray boy.
He's just a gray boy.